Be alert. You do not know when the time will come. When I first read that in the gospel, it seemed like maybe there was some words missing. You do not know when the time will come. The time for what? Like what is it, in fact, that will come? Time to eat? Time to wake up? Time to get your stuff? What does it mean you do not know when the time will come? But the church gives us a clue to understand what time it's referring to. So there are always four Sundays in Advent. And every Sunday we are invited to prepare for the coming of Jesus. But we prepare in two different ways. Or rather, we prepare for two different comings. So the last two Sundays of Advent, which we're clearly not at yet, we prepare for his coming at Christmas, because Christmas is so much closer, in Bethlehem, in a manger, 2,000 years ago. The last two Sundays of Advent, we're invited to prepare for that first coming of Jesus. But the first two Sundays of Advent, which includes today, we prepare not for his first coming in Bethlehem, but for his second coming at the end of time. That's why Jesus said, "Be alert. You do not know when the time will come." And yet, how many of us really need to be alert, waiting for the second coming of Christ? We've been waiting for 2,000 years and it hasn't come. How alert do we really need to be? But perhaps something we miss is that that moment of the second coming of Christ coincides with most of us for the moment of our death. And that we don't know. Garrison Keillor would tell the story of the man who went into his doctor. And the doctor said, "I have bad news for you. You only have 10 left to live." The man said, "Oh my goodness, 10? I mean, you mean 10 days? I mean, 10 weeks? I mean, 10 months? He said, 10, 9, 8, 7. There comes a point where we no longer count days or weeks or months or years. When someone dies, they no longer live in time. And so for them, not us who are still in time, but for them, the moment of their death is the moment of his second coming. Not for us, we continue to live in days and weeks and months and years. But at someone's death, when they no longer live in time, that is the moment of the second coming. I've celebrated more than 500 funerals in my priesthood. And believe me, you do not know when the time will come. However, if we are living with Christ each day, then there's no reason to worry. If we're living with Christ each day, then we will be ready when the time will come.